Rabapaksa sends his apologies that although he is back, he said he's very busy. I don't know, being in Manahel, he must be very busy. But okay, so he said he will be back on Wednesday. So Mi'ez Hashem, I'm going to do today and tomorrow. Today I said I can only do till 8:30, so it'll be quite a shorter shir. And then tomorrow, Be'ezras Hashem, will continue. Okay, so we did the Hakdama of Muksa of the Mishnah Berurah. We went through the six different types of Muksa that there are, and today we're going to begin the Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Kol HaKelim Nitolim B'Shabbos. All Kelim can be moved on Shabbos. Chutz Mimuksa Machmas Chisorin Kis. There's something called Muksa Machmas Chisorin Kis, which literally means because it's expensive. Okay, and what does this mean? It means the Mishnah Berurah says Shemachmes Chashash Hefsed Hu Makpid Aleihem Shelo L'Toltolon or Maksa Oisam Midaitam. Because of how expensive they are, he's particular not to move them, and he removes it from his mind. Like this, the Yesod of Muksa, of all Muksa. Muksa means sort of put apart. It's been set aside. Muksa has been set aside. It's out of your mind. And therefore, when Shabbos came in, you didn't have in mind to be moving these things around, yes?
So, what would happen in a circumstance, his next door neighbour says, on Friday night or early Shabbos morning, I've been burgled all day. I've lost such a lot of my precious things. And he thinks, oh, my special thing that I put aside, the special plate or kelim, I want to hide it somewhere. So if the burglars come to me while I'm governing,
right,
they won't get it. What
right.
happens in that circumstance?
Okay, so first of all, it's really good you're thinking like this. This is the idea about muksa, whether things are in your mind or not. But muksa is a big sugya. There's five simonim on it, and we've literally just started with it. So let's try and get into it a little bit, and then maybe we'll be able to answer the questions. I'm sure they'll come a lot clearer through the klalim. But to understand, the first thing the Shulchan Aruch is talking about is muksa, machmas, chisorin, kis, is all about, says the Mishnah Berurah, that something, because it's expensive, you don't have in mind to move it. That's the first thing. And then the Shulchan Aruch gives some examples. Could go sakin shel shechita o shel mila, a knife, a shochet's knife, or a mohel's knife, the ismil shel saporim, or a barber's blade, the sakin shel soifrim shemasaknim behem a kulmus, or a sofa has a knife who sharpens the quill. Kikim shemakpidim shelo lasid behem tashmish ache also lataltalam b'shabbos. Va'afila tzerich makomo ala tzerich b'kufo. Says the Shulchan Aruch a very important thing about muksa, machmas, chisorin, kis. The examples that the Shulchan Aruch gives are all kelim shemelachtom le'issa. Now, in Sif Gimel, we'll start talking about muksa, machmas, a muksa called kli shemelachtom le'issa. But the examples that the Shulchan Aruch gives are actually things that are used for a dover also, let's say shechita. Let's just keep with the first one, shechita. Shechita is something you can't do on Shabbos. Now, what do you do shechita with? A knife. That knife, technically, you could cut your vegetables with. So what makes this a klish muksa machmas chisorin kis and not just a regular klish melachta issa is that we'll talk about klish melachta issa, let's say a hammer for banging nails in the wall, which is boina. But I'm very happy to use that hammer to crack a nut, okay? So a kli shemelachta le'issa, which we'll talk about in Sif Gimel, is a kli which, although the majority of its time is used for a dover osa, can actually be used for a dover heter. Says the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch here, a kli that's muksa machmas chisorin kis is a kli, let's say a shochet's knife, which you can't do shechita on Shabbos. You'll say, perhaps I should use it to cut my vegetables on Shabbos. The answer to that is because it's so expensive, and the shochet does not want it to get ruined through such silly activities compared to shechita. Therefore, because of it, it's so expensive, he takes out of his mind he is not going to use this knife for cutting vegetables. He's not going to use it for cutting regular meat. He will not use it for anything else except shechita. Can you do shechita on Shabbos? No. So therefore, it's totally taken out of his mind, and it's muksa machmas chisorin kis. Completely. So it's like a knife. Two different. You could have two different knives. One knife you use for dova asa. Another knife you do use for a dova asa. But if one knife you're willing to use it for a dova heta, and one knife you're not willing to use it for a dova heta, because you're not willing to use it, then it becomes muksa machmas chisorin kis. And the Shulchan Aruch says you can't even move it letzorich makomo or letzorich gufo, which means like this. Let's say this shoychet said, you know what? Today I want to use it to cut my vegetables. He can't use it. He's not allowed to use it letzorich gufo. Or if he left the knife in a place that's not going to kill anybody, but it's on a chair, and you want to sit on that chair, you cannot move it directly for its mokum. It's completely muksa, you cannot move it. Now, this thing that's called machmis chisorin kis, it literally means because it's expensive. Is that a siba or a simon? Meaning, what happens if there's something that you're particular about not to use for something else, but it's not expensive at all? It's not expensive, so can it become muksa machmas chisorin kis? Do you say it has to be expensive to be muksa machmas chisorin kis? Or is it that you're particular about it, not to use it for something else? So he gives an example in the Dirshu. He says, he talks about paper. Paper. Now, paper in the olden days was expensive and would be muksa machmas chisorin kis, because it's designated for writing upon. You're not going to use it to make paper aeroplanes. This paper is expensive, and you can't write on Shabbos. So it's muksa machmas chisorin kis. Nowadays, paper's relatively cheap. So now, does paper take on a different status? Is it still muksa machmas chisorin kis? It's not expensive. On the other hand, people don't use paper for anything else except writing upon or creating eight paper aeroplanes, which is also makib patish on Shabbos. So even if you use it for paper aeroplanes, there's nothing that you can use it for on Shabbos, seemingly. So should it be muksa machmas chisorin kis? Meaning, even if you decided you need the paper for something, maybe even if you want to use it to use as a bottle holder, so you put it into a ball and stuff it into the top of a bottle, maybe you can't do that because it's muksa machmas chisorin kis. Or, more practically, let's say the paper's just lying on the floor and you don't want to trample on it. If it's muksa machmas chisorin kis, you can't move it because it's machmas, you can't move it lesorich makomo. So he brings here that Rav Moshe said it's still considered muksa machmas chisorin kis because any person who's sensible will not just waste paper. You don't just waste it. Paper is not there to be wasted. You don't waste things. And therefore, what Rav Moshe is saying is muksa machmas chisorin kis is not necessarily dependent on how expensive it is. Being expensive is an example of something you are makpid on not to waste, not to use it for something else. A shochet's knife is expensive and you don't use it, and you won't use it for something else. But paper, it's not expensive, but you also don't use it for something else. And therefore, it's muksa machmas chisorin kis. Yes? I'm saying that in this sefer, it says Rav Moshe said it's muksa. Cheap paper. Not cheap paper. Cheap paper. You had Xerox paper. No, that you've made that into a bookmark.
You could make it into a bookmark, could you?
No, not on Shabbos. You can't bend it and shape it and cut it.
Could you put the paper in the book as a
whole? No, that's exactly what Rav Moshe is saying. According to Rav Moshe, if you have a piece of paper that hasn't been before Shabbos designated as a bookmark, you can't move it, let alone put it in your book. That's Rav Moshe. Then he brings from the Shevet HaLevi that is not muksa machmas chisorin kis. Sorry, you
No, it's just...
Then he brings
white printing paper. Let's see, that's
yeah. Xerox paper.
Ream of 0.5 pence
a piece.
A ream of white paper.
Yeah, no, the one that you have in the Xerox machine.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Cheap paper. Put cheap paper. Cheap paper. But you're not going to use it for anything else. What are you going to use it for? Bookmarks. When you buy Xerox, you think, I'm going to use this for bookmarks. No, you use it for writing on. No. You've got, I'm sure you've got plenty of other stuff you can use as a leaf, as a bookmark.
They use it as a photocopy or printing. You very rarely see people
writing paper. They have it in schools.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes gets used. Okay. It's when their children in year six are learning how to write in straight lines. Okay. Now, Shevet Halevi, to make you feel better, Shevet Halevi says it's not Muxa Machmas Chisorin Kis, probably because it's cheap, and he held that it needs to be expensive. But there are types of paper which are expensive. I forget the name, but there's like gloss paper and there's coloured paper and all sorts of paper that cost maybe, you know, 20p a sheet or something. They are Muxa Machmas Chisorin Kis because I guess even though 20p is not expensive for you, but for the cost of paper, that is expensive. So that can become muxa machmas chisorin kis. So you can't take one of those for your bookmark. Because everybody's particular not to use such a chosh of piece of paper as a bookmark. Okay. Now, up till now, for the past 10 minutes, I've been saying that based on the examples of the Shulchan Aruch, that a kli shemalach, a kli that's muksa machmas chisorin kis, is a kli shemalach doyle issa. It's designated for issa, like a shochet's knife. But you're particular not to use it for something else. What about, can you find a case of a kli shemalach doyle heta, that's got a mutter purpose, but is also muksa machmas chisorin kis? So he gives an example, I think, of a, like a grandfather clock or something. Like an expensive clock that has a fixed place. This grandfather clock has been sitting in the corner for the past 20 years and nobody has moved it. Right? Something like that, even though there's no reason not to move a clock on Shabbos, but because of it, it's so choshev and you're worried that if you move it, it's going to fall apart and it's going to break and it's so expensive. You don't want to take the risk. This just doesn't get moved. We don't move this because it's just going to damage it if it gets moved. Such a thing can become muksa machmas chisorin kis because what's the idea? That you've taken it out of your mind of tiltal. Well, this grandfather clock, you've also taken out of your mind from tiltal because you are not going to move this grandfather clock. So anything that could is also expensive and choshev and might get damaged through moving it can become muksa machmas chisorin kis. Okay, carries on the Ramah. Vafilu techuvin benodon im sha'ar sakinim. So now this gets onto a little bit of a bossis shaila. The case is that you have your knife, let's say your shochet's knife, or your mohel's knife, and it's in a pouch with other knives in it. So, pardon?
It's fine.
You've learned it already.
Like the drawer case. Everything's
battered.
What you need in
the
drawer.
Right. Good. So says the Ramah saying you can. What? Okay, so it's osser to move it. Says the Ramah, it's osser to move it in such a case. But what does that mean, it's osser to move it? It means you can only move it individually. You can't move such a knife. The Mishnah Berurah says that you might have thought that if you've put your shochet's knife or your mohel's knife within other knives, you've already thought it's just a regular knife. Kamash Malam, putting it in with other knife doesn't stop it becoming a choshev knife. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, the case might become a bossis, because that case is holding your knife. So the Mishnah Berurah says, no, it depends. If all the knives that are not the shochet's knife are more valuable than the shochet's knife, so you weigh them up, which one's more expensive, all the knives together, or the shochet's knife. So if all your knives are more expensive and more valuable than the one shochet's knife that's in the pouch, then it doesn't become a bossis for a dover shochet, because it becomes a bossis for a dover mutter and a dover osser. So something that's a bossis for both, you follow the more important one.
Not expensive.
Expensive. Or. Yeah, it's a bit of a problem. This is the Shaila, because Rav Moshe says that you can also judge by Shabbos necessities. So something that if you've got your knives that are Shabbos or useful for Shabbos in it, and you've got your shochet's knife inside it, then because Shabbos requires you to use knives to cut your vegetables, then they become more important for Shabbos. So it could be expensive or important for Shabbos. Nonetheless, ideally, whenever you have a case of a bossis that's for a dova osa and a dova mutter, we ideally don't want you to move it together with it, and it's best to try and shake it out if you can, if that's not going to cause any damage, and you should try and shake it out. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says here. If it will get damaged, then it's not a problem. Okay, I'm going to have to stop there for today. But Ezra Sashem will carry on tomorrow.